This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, The Scanso. And today we are riding the rails in Campo at the Southwest Railway Museum in honor of the grand opening of the long-awaited Southwest Railway Library.
So this is Leon Thompson. I'm riding the train, and this is an antique train. You know, the railroad has always had a reputation for having great food, fine, comfortable accommodations. You can stretch your legs, you can get up and walk around. Yeah. You can enjoy the scenery.
Fresh air, talk to people.
Yeah, yeah. Can't do that on an airplane.
Now we're here with Bruce Simmelsberger, who is the archivist for the Southwest Railway Library. Bruce, it's a very historic day here. They just had the ribbon cutting, the grand opening. Tell us a little bit about the history and the significance of this library.
This library was originally put together in the early 1960s when the family trust of a fellow named Dick Dodge, a well-known rail author in the San Diego area and a longtime researcher, left all of his archives to the Southwest Railway Library as a separate organization. In the 1970s, it became part of the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum Association, which is where it is presently. The library at that time had a lot of materials rail-related to early San Diego rail history that were not available anywhere else, including all of Dick Dodge's research notebooks. During the 1980s, when I joined the museum, the library was in a medical building in La Mesa, mostly stored in boxes. I wanted to do research. They told me, join the museum and help us catalog, and maybe in a year or two, the collection will be available and you can start doing research. That was in 1985. After that point, unfortunately, we lost the lease in that building. We tried to get space in the Naval Hospital in Balboa Park when they were building the new one. They had an old library building. City policies put that one on hold. Permanently, as it turned out, the library moved into a succession of temporary quarters during the 80s. And finally, in the 1990s, we were able to spend most of a decade in the baggage building at the Amtrak station downtown San Diego. And at that point, the library really got organized. We got a donation of the steel shelving from the old Navy Library, and we were able to get almost everything on the shelf. We started cataloging. This is great.
Fantastic. So tell us what people can see if they come here. It's open by appointment only?
It's open by appointment only. It is a research archive, so it's not a lending library.
Yeah. Everything from the San Diego Railway history, and I understand there's more. Tell us about that.
All right. We have collections that have been donated to us over those intervening years, over 10,000 books, magazines from all over the world, articles, newspaper clippings, the documents, the correspondence from the San Diego and Arizona Railroad and the Santa Fe Railroad are here.
So it's really a railroad buff's dream come true out here.
Absolutely. You can't believe all the things that are here. Postcards and almost anything to do with railroads, calendars, It's here in this archive.
And of course, there's also the museum here, there's the gift shop, and you can ride the rails like we just did. I understand you're an old train man yourself. Tell us a little bit about your experiences.
After I joined the museum, we found out here that all volunteers are encouraged to participate in anything they want. In 1985, when I joined and first came out here to Campo, we had just acquired an old gymnasium from World War II vintage that we were rebuilding into a car shop. Since that time, we finished that reservation. I was up on scaffolding, ripping off siding, having a great time.
Wow.
We built the whole display building, we've added all the tracks, the yards out here, And now this new library. After we got the Campo facility and we started running trains in 1988, we did the first rail fare, and my girlfriend and I worked as trainmen for the next decade and a half on the railroad, talking history and interfacing with the passengers, having a wonderful
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. And you've got a colorful tale or two to tell us about your own experiences on this railway right here. You told me one on the train. Can you share that with our listeners?
Well, we had several things that happened on the train. One that I talked to several people on the train about was encountering a mountain lion as we came through one of the tunnels, came out the portal, and there was a mountain lion 4 feet from the car just standing there talking to us.
Wow. Then there was the story about the carbon in the stacks.
Yeah, we went down to Tecate one trip. We had just restored a 1950s vintage military road switcher locomotive, and it was its maiden voyage. Coming back from Tecate, you're coming uphill all the way, so the engine has to work a little harder. And when the engine got working, all the old carbon and glycol that had built up in the exhaust stacks became heated and then was expelled from the stack, falling like little fiery globules along the track behind the train. And every globule that hit started a fire. Within a quarter of a mile, we started 12 fires. The railroad board members were in the last private car on the train. We got out the shovels and the rakes. We went out and put out all the fires.
Oh, good for you. My goodness. Wow. This is just living history out there. Now, the rail line itself is over 100 years old, correct? Tell us a little bit about the history of what they called the Impossible Railway at one time.
The Impossible Railroad actually got started in 1906 by John Diedrich Spreckels, son of Klaus Spreckels, the Sugar King.
Yes.
John was the richest man in San Diego, the only man who had anywhere near the ability to pull off something like this. Overall, the railroad's 140 miles long. It runs from San Diego south through Tijuana, through 44 miles of Mexico, then crosses back into the United States. Here at Campo would have been that customs point, and then out through the mountains and down into the desert to El Centro, where it junctions with the Southern Pacific Railroad.
So how many tunnels and trestles are there?
Originally, there were 21 tunnels on the railroad. Four of them in Mexico and 17 of them in the Carrizo Gorge, that 11-mile stretch that transitions from the mountains down into the desert. Bridges, almost all of the bridges also are in the Carrizo Gorge. Most of them are small. It's just an extremely rugged and difficult area to operate a railroad. Two of the bridges cross the Tijuana River at two different points, and two of the bridges out here cross Highway 94.
When they were building this railway, they called it the Impossible Railway. What were some of the things that happened that delayed the construction?
The so-called Mexican Revolution of 1911. Actually, a group of foreigners and Americans tried to take over Baja California and start their own socialist state. That ultimately failed, but while it was going on, they attacked the trains, cut the telegraph wires, stole food, scared off the work people. Mm-hmm. World War I halted all railroad construction in the United States. John Spreckels personally went back to Washington and convinced Congress to grant him an exemption so they could continue. Southern Pacific was financing half the railroad under Edward Henry Harriman. When Harriman died, the new management tried to renege on the deal. It took years of court fights for Spreckels to get them to come in. In the meantime, he sold off assets and spent $7 million of his own money, keeping the minimum of construction going until he won the lawsuit, and eventually Southern Pacific stepped back in.
They had a few natural disasters along the way, too.
They had floods, the 1916 Rainmaker flood in particular.
The Rainmaker, yeah.
Destroyed about 25% of the railroad as then constructed. And almost 50% of the feeder lines in San Diego, the little local railroads, the National City, Notai, the Cuyamaca, were decimated by the flood. Other floods, after the railroad was built, even in the 1920s, there was a tunnel fire that collapsed a tunnel. Just landslides, everything you can imagine got in the way.
There you go. Well, folks, you can come down and you can listen. If you come out here, you have an opportunity to ride those rails, talk to the folks who are all very knowledgeable about train history, and experience a little bit of living history from San Diego's colorful past right here in East County.
We'd love to see you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.